This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ole Miss football's Jared Ivey welcomes you to the Ivy League, powered by Riverland Roofing. Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Hey, Rebs, welcome back to Ivy League, hosted by the Ole Miss Spirit, Riverland Roofing. I'm here with quarterback Walker Howard. How we doing, buddy?
Doing good. Thank you for having me, man.
Nice. Well, I guess since it's 4th of July coming up, what's the plan, man? What we got going on?
I'm headed to Bay St. Louis to hang out for the weekend with my grandfather and my sister and them live down there and do a little fishing.
That sounds fun, man. Yeah. I'm terrible at fishing.
What you doing?
I'm a caster, but you know. I'm gonna just probably throw something on the grill. I think JJ might throw some stuff on the grill. So head over there, see what they're talking about, and then I might go watch the show at Oxford High School. Just watch the fireworks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I just was out of town, so I really don't feel like driving back home or anything right now.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of a short little weekend.
Yeah. Speaking of home, where are you from?
From Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yeah, that's over there with Trey and them, huh?
Yep, so Trey Harris, we also had like Malik Neighbors over there at the time and a couple other guys, but got a lot of local guys that are going big time right now.
So what's that like? Did you have a sense of that like coming up that, okay, these guys are special, like, you know what I mean? Like something's really building here in Lafayette.
Yeah, let's say it. Yeah, right, absolutely. There. Like my class, or it was actually the class above me. They had like Jack Besh, Malik Neighbors, Sage Ryan. And they had Trey Harris 2 years before, which really, like, Trey Harris played quarterback all through high school, which was crazy. He threw the ball to Malik Neighbors.
Wow.
And Malik Neighbors was, like, he was special. And, like, you didn't really, like, Trey would go to camps, and I think he would do receiver. And I remember, like, UL staff was telling me that, like, they were trying to offer him. And, I mean, I can't believe they lost him. I mean, crazy. And Trey Amos was over there at UL going against Connor Lacey, which there'll be another big matchup in the SEC this year, too, so. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Maybe a Lou. What is it? ULM. That's ULM.
No, UL Lafayette.
UL.
Yeah, Lafayette.
That's where they both went.
Yeah, they both went there.
Yeah, so very thankful. Little pipeline out of there. So definitely thankful they lost those guys.
No doubt.
They're definitely gonna help us win. What was the high school career like, and kind of when did you start to pick up steam in your recruiting process?
So my recruiting process is kind of different. I kind of got on the early stage of things. I want to say I got my first offer from UL when I was a freshman. After my freshman year, and then I started picking up Alabama after that, and then kind of took off. Mm-hmm. Which is the craziest thing is I didn't start till my junior year of high school.
Wow!
Just because there was a guy that was an all-state guy that was 2 years older than me that just was dominating and was just doing well and. You know, learned a lot from the guy, but I mean, so I was playing freshman in JV ball, and I had all these offers.
Camp Warrior.
Huh?
You're a Camp Warrior.
I was a Camp Warrior.
Yeah.
Grinded, try to figure out how to compete with older guys, I remember going in eighth grade, throwing with the seniors in high school, just always trying to compete and loving it, but just a little, not much different than college right now.
Yeah, well, that makes a difference, man. What went into the decision to go to LSU?
Well, my dad went to LSU. I mean, coming from Lafayette, Louisiana, an hour away from Baton Rouge, going to LSU games, all there. watching my dad bring me to games, do all these things, and just kind of like the special place of LSU was like, it's special in my heart. Like, that's why it means a lot when we go back and we beat them. Like, it feels really good for me. But, you know, my best friend, Will Campbell, we went in together, roommates, and, you know, we kind of like assembled a class, which was really cool, like, especially the in-state kids. You know, coming in with in-state, I mean, it feels really good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was excited to go there, and I enjoyed my freshman year a lot.
Yeah. Something similar. We didn't build it the way y'all built it, but I know that feeling of staying home and being around a lot of guys from in-state and kind of building that and having relationships with these guys, like, just from early. I know. I mean, I started talking to guys that were committed to Tech at, like, junior year, and mm-hmm. there was a big group chat, and with all the commits and stuff like that. So that's huge. So after your freshman year, what was kind of the path you saw for yourself at LSU, and what kind of made the decision, okay, I need to maybe make a move for myself?
Well, I really enjoyed my freshman year at LSU. It's actually my boy, Jack Besh, that plays receiver at TCU now. Mm-hmm. He hit the portal, and he was like, let's do it. And I was just like, you know, it was my boy. I played high school ball with him, you know, best friend for, like, my whole life. And I was like, you know what? It's awesome. I love LSU, but I want to play. Let's go. I'll go to TCU. Hit the portal, thinking I was going to TCU the whole time. And then I got a call from Ole Miss that day, like, hey, just come stop by for the day, which was like 9 o'clock. I ended up getting there like 2 hours later and kind of just spent like the rest of the day at Ole Miss and really enjoyed it. Kind of just talked to the coaching staff, learned the system, like kind of like try to understand the system a little bit. Because I know the system for quarterback, it means everything. It's like you want to be successful. You want to get the ball to your athletes. You want to put yourself in a good position to win. And with this system as a quarterback, I mean, you've seen all the last couple quarterbacks that have gone through here. Mm-hmm. They've been really successful in college. And I really enjoyed watching the offense. I really enjoyed Coach Weiss and Coach Kiffin. And, you know, I was like, I kind of fell in love with Oxford right when I came in here. And I was like, you know what? This is where I want to be. This is what I want to do. And I made a decision in like a day.
You didn't even end up going to
TCU. I ended up going to TCU the next day. And I was kind of hungover, which I didn't really do much at TCU. And I was just kind of tired the whole day. Mm-hmm. And then kind of just like, you know, I really enjoyed TCU when I was coming out of high school. It wasn't the same, different coaching staff. And I was like, you know what?
So coming out of high school, that's with Duggan and all them. And they made that historic run that they had. Yeah. Yeah. So you spoke briefly on seeing a system and kind of picturing how you fit into that. What are some of the things that you look for personally that fit your game within a system?
I would just say this system is very good at giving the ball to the athletes. Mm. You know, let Trey Harris, let these Jay Watt, let these receivers go out and make plays. And, you know, it's like being a point guard. You know, you just got to dish the ball to the playmakers, let them make the plays. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the tempo is really big. You know, and defensive line, obviously, seen in the SEC, they're really good. They're really big. Everyone's really fast. You know, tempo, you get them tired. You get them to try to get the ball quick, you know, just trying to make easy plays, trying to run down the field and, like, just be successful. And this is what the system does. It gives the ball to the athletes. It's quick. And you score a lot of touchdowns and you put up good numbers. And that's big time.
It hurts. It hurts. No doubt. Bad. It hurts in practice. It hurts in games. My freshman year, we played UCF. Mm-hmm. And they were like top three fastest offenses at the time.
Rolling.
They had like a 6'11 tackle too. I'm like, how can this kid keep up? And they're running all this tempo. Like, it really gets y'all in shape at practice too, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Coming to Ole Miss, I know it's SEC to SEC. A lot of people get that stigma of, okay, the Big Ten schools are like this, the SEC schools are like this, the ACC schools are like this. What are some of the differences that you felt early on, I guess, about the city and then also just about the athletics program?
I've always been an SEC guy, so making an SEC and SEC change was very easy for me. Watching LSU my whole life and watching the SEC just competing for the national championship year in and year out. And then Oxford. Oxford is a cool place. It's a small town. It's football, you know, football, football runs this place, you know, and it's fun to be around, you know, these fans, they're really involved. They just want to help out football players. They want to be involved. They want to, they love the tailgate. They love the excitement of things. And that's what I love. I love how close everyone is here. You know, you walk in the square, you meet guys, people want to do like deals with you. They want to get you suits. They want to dress you up. Like, I want to get you food. Like, they want, like, people are here are just willing to help you. And it just, it makes it feel like home over here, you know, like, just, you know, people taking care of you. And that's what I like. I like good people and people that are going to take care of you. And, you know, relationships is big to me. And that's what this place is. It brings a lot of relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful thing. And I don't think people quite get it until they get here. You know, I remember before my very first visit, which was my last, just not knowing what to expect and thinking, okay, SEC, small town, not much going on, I'll probably be bored and then maybe hit the bars and have a good time. That's what they do. And then, you know, that's what it is, you know. But I was, you know, I was really shocked with just how nice the people were. And even just staying in the inn, like walking, we came down for breakfast and stuff like that, and people are stopping you and asking who you are and this and that, or already knowing, and just, you know, letting you know how excited they are, people you don't even know. So I think it's a beautiful thing. I think they call it the Velvet Ditch for a reason. It's damn hard to get out of. So to any recruit, just give it a visit. I mean, it's, you fall in love. It's like that.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You spoke a little bit about your pops. Tell me what that was like, just growing up in a football household and with somebody that's already found success. You see it a lot, especially recently with the NBA. Everybody's son is in the league now. Mm-hmm. What's that like, having that type of guidance?
Well, my dad's my best friend. You know, he's been there through everything, and I've been there with him through everything. And, you know, having a guy like that that's gone through this and just understands this, like, understand what goes on in college, what goes on outside of college, like, he's just kind of, like, ran through it all, you know? Like, just having somebody to talk to when you have problems, when you're going through, like, the college is a lot of adversity, you know? Like, you know, things aren't always going to go the way you think, you know? You know, it's just like a roller coaster, which college football is the greatest thing ever. But it's got its ups and downs, you know? You're like, one day you're like, this is the easiest thing you've ever done. The next day it's like, how can this, like, go from here to here, like, so quickly?
This feels illegal.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, just like that. And just, like, having my dad that's gone through it, played 4 years of college, you know, started as a true freshman, then going up, like, had a roller coaster career. Like, you know, like, team wasn't very good, like, just up and down. And just having a guy that's just told me how to handle situations, and just having a guy like that in my corner, I mean, it's a game changer, especially. It's very helpful.
How did you make that decision between so many premier programs?
You know, you try not to get caught up in those things, but, you know, obviously you have a lot of attention towards you during those times. And, you know, my dad did such a great job of kind of just staying out of it. Mm-hmm. He brought the things to the table, the highs and lows of every school, which we sat down and talked about what's good about this, what's bad about this, and, like, with the high lows of LSU or the high lows of TCU, like, of all these schools, like, what do you want? Because, you know, you still have to live there for 4 years, right? You know, college football is so short, and it's like, all right, but it's not all football all the time. You know, it's like, it's 80% football, but 20% it's your other life, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, where do you want your friends to be? Who's going to be around you? And, it, like, that comes into, like, an important decision for me. And, you know, I have a lot of family in Mississippi, and, like, having my dad, and obviously I lost my mom at a young age. So when I lost my mom at a young age, I didn't want to be far from family. So when I was in Louisiana, I really just kind of wanted to go to LSU my whole life, just because I wanted to be close to family, and it meant a lot to me. And whenever I hit the portal, I was, like, looking at Texas, and I was like, I really don't have much family here, you know, and, like, family's big to me. And when I came to Oxford, I was like, my grandfather and I got a bunch of family in Mississippi, and I was just like, well, I still got family here, which is very important to me. My dad still can drive up, which is big time. And I would say having family around and kind of find a place where, you know, you feel at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get that. I definitely get that. I lost my dad at a super young age, so being able to just, you know, go back and forth and see my mom where – when I needed to, and when I was having one of those weeks and stuff wasn't going the way I wanted it, it was huge. It was huge. I felt like it changed just the level of freshman season that, you know, I feel like I wouldn't have had anywhere else in the country. Just having that support system is really big, really big. So you lost your mom. How old?
I was a freshman in high school.
Freshman in high school. What are you feeling? You know what I mean? You got your first offer that year, and some positive things were starting to happen. What was kind of, I guess the dichotomy with that?
You know, that's what makes football so special. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you have all these problems outside of football, and, like, you know, right when you cross that line, it's all ball. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no worry. It's all about who's going to win. You got your team on your back. You got people that are going to fight for you. And, you know, that's what's special about football. Mm-hmm. You have that bond. You have that brotherhood that you build with your team. And when things are going on in life, you know, it's like your one little spot where it's just like you don't have to worry about anything. Mm-hmm. You know, because you do all these other things outside of football, and like you try to avoid like going through like when you lost your dad or like when I lost my mom. Is like there's that problem was still there, mm-hmm. and like right when the game was over, you'd be happy, and then all of a sudden you start feeling that loss again. But during that time, whenever you cross that line or go and work out, go and throw, like it was like I'm working for this. This is for you. This is for me too. And like this is your spot.
It's with you.
Your happy place. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's with you, man. And I remember my brother started playing. I have an older brother. He's 2.5 years older than me, and he started playing at like 7, I think. Mm-hmm. So I would have been like 4 or 5, and I wanted to play, but yeah,
absolutely.
It looks kind of wild.
No doubt. No doubt.
Should they be hitting this hard at this age? You know what I mean?
Right.
So I started playing baseball and basketball, and my dad was always trying to get me to play. And he passed away the year I started playing. So like, he passed away August of 2009, and then I made the decision. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna get out there. So I think that definitely is something that is with me and pushes me all the time. Just, you know, him never getting to see me play no matter what level, right? So once you get into those white lines, like you said, it becomes fuel.
Absolutely.
And I think it's an awesome thing. So, man, I appreciate you sharing that with me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I appreciate it.
That's a tough thing to speak on. Back to this upcoming season, are there any things that you feel like in your game that are the main things you want to improve on this upcoming season? And just what's it like preparing, from the two spot and with somebody that is going to start every game?
Right. You know, you got to prepare like you're the starter every game. Mm-hmm. No excuses, you know. And that's one thing I really enjoy is the preparation of the week. Mm-hmm. You know, one play goes down. I'm still on this team. I'm still part of it. You know, like I want to have my brother's back. You know, I'm gonna be ready the next play, ready to get on, ready to keep going. And whatever happens, you know, happens. You know, mm-hmm. but you got to prepare for every moment. You got to be ready. You got a game plan like you're the starter, mm-hmm. and you know, just kind of take over that role of like leadership. You know, like if something does happen, like making sure you like the guys on the team, like no, we're still in a good spot. And that's the kind of feeling that I want the guys to have around me and the guys, like, the confidence I want to build for myself.
All right.
And, you know, it's going to be a big year. We got a long year. And, you know, we got a great team. You know, we got a great team. We're bonding really well. You know, we got really good potential, you know. But, you know, you got to put it in place, and you got to get to work. And you got to get the work done.
All right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Potential's a shovel.
Absolutely.
You know, you still got to dig that hole.
Absolutely.
You know, we trust in you. We believe in you. And we're excited for this year just like the Rebs are, man.
Absolutely, so, man. It's going to be a good year.
I appreciate you coming on. And,
absolutely, man.
Let's do it.
Well, appreciate you, dog.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, dog.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.